The real estate market in much of the United States continues to struggle, but you can travel a relatively short distance and see a big difference. Just cross the border to Canada, NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Vancouver is often considered one of the world's most livable cities. Spectacular scenery, cultural diversity, great restaurants, a vibrant waterfront, and high-rises dotting the skyline. A new one is going up right now in the middle of downtown.
It's a 38-story with rooftop deck.
David Kennedy is the site superintendent here.
It's office space from 5 to 12 and residential from 14 to 36.
And is there demand for more housing downtown?
There seems to be. They're still selling.
Unlike the U.S., Canada doesn't have huge inventories of unsold properties or foreclosures dragging down the market.
If one looks at the difference between the United States and Canada, you have to look at what went on in housing finance.
Sewer Somerville of the University of British Columbia's Souder School of Business says Canada did not have an explosion of subprime lending.
Culturally, institutionally, the type of lending frameworks, everything here in Canada made that more difficult to get going.
Canadian bankers are often characterized as stodgy, and they were more careful about lending money. Cameron Muir of the British Columbia Real Estate Association adds they didn't encourage unqualified buyers to jump into the market.
I have yet to see an introductory teaser rate in Canada. We didn't have such things.
Canadians generally put more money down than their U.S. peers, and there is no tax break for mortgage interest. Moreover, says Muir, buyers who put 20% or less down have to get mortgage insurance, and the government sets the criteria for borrowers.
That means that you're going to have another set of eyes look at how you're going to qualify for that mortgage. And of course, those mortgage insurance companies have a vested interest in making sure that that mortgage is going to be paid and doesn't go into arrears.
The result? Fewer bad loans. Another difference. Canadian banks typically write 5-year, not 30-year loans, and they often hold on to those loans rather than sell them to investors. Canada did feel the effects of the global recession, and housing prices did tumble about 15% between 2008 and early 2009. But for the most part, prices in Canada rebounded quickly. Real estate agent Robert Valeriot says in some places, including Vancouver, prices actually rose.
I think it was pent-up demand. People were hearing all the bad news coming out of, you know, our neighbors down in the States and this and that, and everyone took a step back, and then everyone jumped back in, and the demand was outrageous, and the prices just skyrocketed.
Prices have declined a bit since the first quarter of the year, and sales are down a bit, but the market remains solid, and concerns about a housing bubble have subsided. Cascading water adorns the entry to this luxury condo, originally built as part of the recent Vancouver Olympics.
The floor is an engineered hardwood.
Joanna Critico shows off a first-floor unit, which felt a bit like being in a goldfish bowl. It was priced at over $1 million. Two not very big bedrooms and a 4.5-foot wide space, euphemistically called a flex space. Vancouver real estate agent Valeriot and I took a peek.
You could use it as either a walk-in closet, a storage, or a home office. I've seen lots of home offices built into rooms this size.
Spaces are small because land is pricey and scarce, and lots of people want to live here, including a steady stream of wealthy Asian immigrants who want to buy homes. What's more, many Asians are investing in Canadian real estate, and that, too, has helped the country's real estate market continue to hum. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.